Hi, this is Aaron Hart on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm filling in for Jay. It's 303-713-7600. And if you want to write to me during the show, it's Aaron at AaronHartShow.com. I'll be working with you tomorrow and the next day as well. Filling in for Jay the whole week. What a treat. Well, most of it anyway. And I'm really happy to have you along. Now, in deference to Diana, who couldn't hang in from Greeley, I apologize again, Diana, but the Keating Five were five United States senators who were accused of corruption in 1989, according to Wikipedia, and from my memory, this is all accurate, igniting a major political scandal as part of a larger savings and loan crisis of the late 80s and 90s. The five senators were Alan Cranston of Republican. They have him as listed. Actually, there is an error. He is a Democrat of California. Dennis DeConcini, John Glenn, John McCain, and Donald W. Regal, accused of improperly aiding Charles H. Keating, Jr., chairman of the failed Lincoln Savings and Loan Association, which was a target of an investigation by the Federal Home Loan Bank Board. Well, after a lengthy investigation, the Senate Ethics Committee determined in 1991 that Alan Cranston, Dennis DeConcini, and Regal had substantially and improperly interfered with FHLBB in its investigation of Lincoln Savings. Senators John Glenn and John McCain were cleared of having acted improperly, but were criticized for having exercised poor judgments. He took several rides on planes from Keating. He did a bunch of stuff. You can look it up on Wikipedia, and you can just write Keating 5 and look up a lot of it. But it was quite a serious scandal at the time, and there were worries that he would not get reelected. Both he and John Glenn were reelected, however. Andrew, we're going to talk to Andrew Ferguson, too, and talk to him quickly about the Barack Obama rally yesterday. We'll be calling him upcoming shortly. George in Lakewood, welcome to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Yeah, I've got some news for you here.
Yes.
Information you needed as to what would happen, let's say, if John McCain died and went straight to hell.
Well,
then what would happen is the Republicans would appoint Dr. Dobson, a focus on the family. Now, let's say he died and went to hell. Then the next one would be Homer Simpson, which would be an improvement over the president we have now.
I think it's going to be the businessman, Mr. Burns, actually. I think that's who they would nominate
next.
But I could be wrong.
Mr. Burns thinks a lot like George Bush, doesn't he?
Yeah, he sure does. I think he is George Bush in another incarnation, perhaps.
Hey, by the way, I've got some news here that, it's not jokey-type news. But one thing that some of my Republican friends, and by the way, I'm actually still a registered Republican. I just never bothered to change it, but I can't stand them. That's why, this year, I donated $1,000 to Obama. And as a matter of fact, when I was driving by the Democratic headquarters yesterday, over on Santa Fe there, I thought, okay, I think I'll stop and give them another $100 just for locals.
Wow.
So I did that because this election, this isn't like elections where we've had in the past where if my guy didn't win, I would get mad, maybe, but I wouldn't think the country would go to hell.
Yeah.
This time, it is like that.
The Supreme Court alone is on the line. You want equal pay for women, folks? Get rid of the Supreme Court, because let me tell you something, they are voting against it. You believe in a woman's right to choose? Worry about who John McCain would appoint. So he's already proven he will flip-flop, betray his principles, lie, and go for the right-wing base. So, without a doubt, he'll appoint judges to the right of Antonin Scalia.
Absolutely, he'll do that. By the way, it's interesting, since I still am on the books as a Republican, I got some call yesterday, one of those recorded messages saying, this is the Right to Life Committee, from the Republicans, and Obama, he'll let a woman get an abortion, even if she's not pregnant. They didn't say that. But anyway, the Republicans like to fall back on the same crap, and it's not going to work this time.
Yeah.
That's number one. My daughter's kind of a quasi-big shot with the Democratic Party in Iowa, and she said the one thing Obama really has going for him is his infrastructure. Can't even pronounce the word. She said a good example of that is in Ohio. He has 47 offices, and they're all active. mapping out exactly who will go here and there, you know, to line
up.
Oh,
those are some of the best. Oh, I've seen them in action up here in Washington. They're some of the best I've ever seen on the ground anytime ever. Thank you so much for your call. I appreciate it.
Thanks, bye.
Yep, I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the J. Marvin Show. We're going to check in with Andrew Ferguson coming up. Stephen in Denver, welcome to AM 760 Progressive Talk, and we're going to talk to Diana DeGette as well. Good morning.
Hello?
Stephen? Or
this
Andrew?
Is Mark. This
oh,
is
hi, Mark.
In Littleton.
Hi, Mark in Littleton. I didn't
How
know.
You doing?
Sorry, welcome, and thank you for joining us. Welcome.
Well, you're such a pleasant breath of fresh air for us conservatives in the way that you're handling your callers. I appreciate that.
Oh, thank you.
I just wanted to bring up a point about health care that I understand where the left is coming from in terms of wanting to cover everyone. I understand that. However, my concern is regarding we're only talking about one thing, which is nationalized health care.
That's not true. If you look at Barack Obama's plan, it's much deeper.
I did actually look at his plan, and I'd just like to bring up that we're not really talking about costs either. And again, if you're somebody who's dying of cancer, mm-hmm. money is not really what you want to talk about. True?
Yeah, no, I don't want to be dying of ovarian cancer like his mother did and have to be arguing with my health insurance company.
Exactly. So
not at all.
Agree with that. So my compromise in my mind is what about catastrophic health care with coverage by, you know, national coverage for catastrophic health concerns? And then people would pay a small amount for their doctor visits and just routine health care.
We have a version of that up here in Washington that I'm not on that particular one, so I can't speak personally to it, but I've heard it works okay. I think what the problem is, you know, and you guys are so afraid of nationalized, you know, and the reality is, you know, many things in our lives are nationalized, and, you know, there are, and I would say to you, seriously, if you ask really big, and I don't know if you're a big mogul, I don't mean to insult you, Mark. You could be a big mogul. But the reality is, if you're a big mogul, you're going to tell me, oh, I want health care for everybody. First of all, I don't want to be on the hook for the entire thing. And I don't want to. And they know, they understand from a business perspective that it is a bad business model to have people wait. And for example, let's say that you're middle-aged, you're a little fat, you need some statins, but you can't afford to get them. And, you know, you're not on the bus with what's his name, the talk show host, and, you know, the drug bus that goes around and gives you a break on drugs. Because, see, even the drug companies are now driving around in a bus and trying to get people their prescriptions. And part of it is they just want to sell their prescriptions. But another part of it is I think that business people generally know that intuitively that if the workforce is more healthy, then we're all healthier and better off. And all of this ridiculousness with private hospitals trying to, oh, I know, I want this big machine, the shiny new big machine, and I want it over here, and I'm going to compete with you, doesn't necessarily make a lot of sense in terms of, say, I grew up in a small town of 200 people, you know, and the nearest hospital was 50 miles away. So we have to figure out ways of delivering healthcare in a way that makes sense. And so, and it's going to take a while. It's going to take some clearing through the brush, you know. But I think the basic blueprint that Barack Obama has is infinitely better. And I even liked it better than Hillary Clinton, which was much closer than mandatory health care than his. It's his at least gives you some choice. And you got to know the Congress has private options on down the line. So it's not just about national health care at all, just to let you know, Mark.
I'm not afraid of it. I'm not afraid of it. I'm just, you know, I'm a chemist, and I feel like I have pretty good logical skills. So I'm just not convinced yet is what I wanted to say about that. I'm not afraid of it. I just want to make sure that I understand what the cost benefit is. And that's really what the debate is. And that's why I appreciate you so much, because you are handling your calls beautifully. And I just want to commend you for that. And Jay does a good job too. And I've called him before.
Mm-hmm.
A quick quip about Randy Rhodes is that she just strikes me as so angry, and just I'm concerned about her health. So if you ever see her or anything, just, you know, tell her that we're concerned about her health, because she seems so angry. I know it's part of her shtick, too, so I understand that.
Perhaps. I doubt if she'd want to take advice from me, but that's fine.
Of course not. But listen, I'm going to let you go, but I really appreciate your conversation.
You're most welcome. And we'll work on getting somebody from the Obama campaign to talk and contrast and compare health care plans for you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the J. Marvin Show. It's 303-713-7600. Let's go to, I think this would be Stephen in Denver. I hope so.
There you got me.
Hey, Stephen, how you doing?
Aaron, you continue to rock.
Thank you.
You guys do such a fabulous job on this station. Listen, I just wanted to just give you an update. Watching CNN about 4 or 5 days ago, their business reporter, Ali Velshi, did a comparison of McCain's tax plan versus Obama's tax plan. And I've been hearing the $150,000 threshold figure on Obama's plan forever. And, you know, it was repeated again with your guest this morning. But Ali Velshi's grid showed people at the threshold of $112,000 is where the paradigm would shift and they would start paying more taxes at $112,000.
So, who, for under Barack Obama's plan?
Under Barack Obama's plan.
Not true. I don't think it's true either. No, it isn't true. What you need to do is look up, it depends on which tax you're talking about. He is going to, I think, up the level for Social Security payments. But you know what? As far as I'm concerned, if you're going to collect Social Security and you're on a salary, you got to pay it. I don't care what your income is, damn it.
The other quick thing I want to mention was...
Yes.
There's a lot of talk about the polls right now. The polls are showing a neck-and-neck race. I want everybody to stop and think that this momentum, there's a surprise waiting in the wings because the youth vote is going to turn out for Obama enormously. And guess what? Those people don't use landlines. They don't get poll calls. They're not being polled. They use cell phones.
Mm-hmm.
And that youth demographic is going to come out for Obama big time and put him over the top.
I hope so.
Those polls are not right.
Thank you. I got to jump because I've got some breaks, but we will go for that healthcare expert, Stephen, I promise you, and the tax expert, too. But I think from my understood, Goolsbee, to say there's a great Washington Post graphic on where the tax breaks go for Obama from the Washington Post. I will put it on my website, AaronHartShow.com, upcoming shortly in the listeners forum, just so you know. And sometimes my URLs don't work so well. So just so you know, you might have to cut and paste. 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the J. Marvin Show, and stand by now for AM 760 Progressive Traffic and John Turk. Hi, I'm Aaron Hart on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm glad to have you aboard and happy to have you. Andrew Ferguson, it went to the Barack Obama rally yesterday. Was that your first big rally, Andrew Ferguson? And thanks again for scoping it out for us. We appreciated it.
Actually, that was my first rally. I was thinking about it yesterday, and the last time I was, I was in the presence of either a president or somebody who could be president was back in 1993 when Bill Clinton came to Seattle for the APEC meeting.
Wow.
So it's definitely been a while.
It has been a while. And how did you, I mean, I know that you're were leaning towards supporting Obama as an independent and a libertarian. How do you feel about seeing him live and covering the event?
The event was really quite surreal. I really appreciate that, you know, Obama has been able to target smaller campuses or smaller locations, sort of like our school. It really sort of brings a human facet to what he does, and I really enjoy that part. So I definitely think that that's something that makes me want to vote for him more. That's not obviously the only reason I would be interested in voting for him, but that definitely helps quite a bit.
Oh, good. Oh, well, of course not. You would redo your research and everything else. Well, good on you. Now, your pictures are going to be posted at the Ore Digger. Is that where they're going to be?
Yeah. So the way it usually works is that I'm actually working on editing them right now, and then I submit them to my deadline is Friday at midnight, and then they will go and assemble them, and we publish on Mondays. People can check out oredigger.net.
Okay.
If any of my pictures get published, that's where they'll be. And then I also release them on my own website under a Creative Commons license. So, and I can give you that link, and people can look at what didn't get published, too.
Okay, that'd be great. We'd love to have, want to give us that link, too, now on air, or do you want me to just put it on my website?
You just put it on the website. I haven't put them up yet.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. Wonderful. Well, Andrew Ferguson, thanks for being our correspondent yesterday at the rally. It really meant a lot to me knowing that you know you've been listening since for about, I don't know, what is it? We figured six, seven years now.
Closer to at least a decade.
A decade, man, yeah. That is so cool. And you are now in your fifth year, going to graduate from electrical engineering at the Colorado School of Mines.
Yep.
When is your graduation?
May 9th.
Well, congratulations. Break a leg. Keep in touch.
All right. Thanks.
Okay, thanks, Andrew Ferguson. I just love that. I really do. It's like my listeners keep in touch, and I appreciate it. It's 303-713-7600. And I also have to say I am so chuffed because through the magic of the internets, you know, John McCain, you don't know what you're missing. I have been chatting during the commercials with my nephew who's in Bombay, India, and he tried to listen to us, but apparently AM760 doesn't stretch quite that far. So just know we're in touch with Mumbai today, too. So very cool. I just find that amazing. And maybe it's my non-Colorado-ness. Theodore in Castle Rock, welcome. I hope I never lose that sense of wonder, Theodore.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well, my friend. How are you?
Okay, good. I'm going to keep this brief unlike the other people. But I'm hardcore liberal, not a Democrat, not from here around here. I'm in Douglas County. I'm surrounded by big white people with big cars and all that. Anyway, what it boils down to is if you love Jesus, that's great. I'm very proud of you. But don't try to push your religious laws on my young kids. And if war becomes at all to religion the way it is in Islam, I will do everything I can to let you run anything. Much less my country, Palin.
Yeah.
If McCain is a hero, why did he brag at the RNC, and why did that big fat movie star guy brag about McCain's messing up in the academy or whatever they call it, having the most demerits? Do you think that had anything to do with getting caught and shot down? Are you kidding me? You're going to put that up against Harvard? Harvard trumps idiocy and testosterone every single time. Brains are more important when it comes to my country. I am so worried that the knuckleheads are going to elect another wacko. The last time this dude got elected, I almost moved to Canada, and I know they want me to. And you know what? If the draft isn't all involved in any of this, I'm going. But I'll probably go to Europe because I have the money.
Go well, good. Lots of people don't have the money necessarily.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, no, I'm glad I have relatives overseas. I may pay them a visit. You know, I was joking with a family member of mine. I said, depending on how this election turns out, I'm either coming for a month or 4 years.
It's funny you mentioned India. I have family in India.
Yeah.
The servants there, you get servants for like $1 a day.
I don't necessarily mean India, but yeah, no, I'm lucky. I have a family that loves to travel. So, but it is very, you know, it's very concerning to me. I agree with you. And I wouldn't necessarily dismiss McCain so harshly, but you're free to do so.
You have to punch him because they're going to do you, and you know it. If you sit around being a nice guy like he's been doing, I think he's kind of nervous. He's like, holy cow, I've gotten this far. I don't want to piss off all these, you know, white people. And there's something to that, but you know what? I would smack him in the head with a chair.
Well, he's starting to go more cage match for him. He really is. He beat up on him pretty good with his economic speech yesterday, and he should.
How can you not? How can it's like fighting? I know. Fighting an old man. You know what I mean? Just beat him off, kill him.
I know.
It's
terrible. It's awful. It's the worst. I don't understand. People just look at their records and look at, you know, the man, they keep saying what an amazing experience he has. You know, apart from McCain-Feingold, which a lot of people think may be unconstitutional, it's like, what the heck have you come up with? You know,
amazing,
it's like,
amazing experiences in his little convertible with the hookers. I'm sorry. Strippers.
Oh, sorry. Whoops, whoops, whoops.
Yeah. And whoops, he got shot down because he didn't know how to eject the seat. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah,
not a hero. That's a lunatic. A hero busts out of that camp and saves everybody.
Yeah,
sorry.
Well,
maybe I've seen too much TV.
Well, maybe you have seen too much TV, but you know, I don't fault him for his service or anything else. But I don't necessarily think it automatically qualifies him. We all have to genuflect and say, "Oh yes, you should be president of the United States." No. For one thing, I heard from a mother of a woman who works for his campaign, who said that he has one of the worst tempers ever. And I was saying, would you tell that girl to haul out her cell phone? And he said, you know, because we need to get evidence of this on tape. I mean, there are some people.
He doesn't live with his wife. I never stay in separate houses.
Well,
and that's going too far.
She's had a checkered past too. I mean, they talk about, I'm not beating up on her for, I'm the last person because I'm in recovery too. So I'm the last person to beat up on her for an addiction. But I'll tell you something. She was stealing drugs from her own charity. You just have got to be pretty, well, I'm sorry. That just got to me. And then they tried to cover it up. And it's like, don't do that. Don't do that. Take your medicine. We all have to stand up and fess up.
Token wife, you met her at a bar while he was married. What do you want?
Yeah, well, we'll
see.
That's
your judgment, though, isn't it? For he's a
leader, it is a little.
It
is a little judgmental, my friend. But I'll tell you what, Barack Obama is so great. We don't have to worry. We have a great candidate, and all we have to do is talk him up in a big way, and don't let them take us over.
I'm a Ron Paul man, but you know what? He's gone, so I got to stick with.
Well, I couldn't. There's no way I could vote for Ron Paul because he doesn't believe in my right to choose, and I can't vote for anybody who doesn't believe me as a fully capable human being.
At least he doesn't force it down your throat like the
wackadoo. No, could never vote for. Ever. No. But thank you very much for your call. I appreciate it. Just the judges he would appoint would make me sick, I'm sure. We have another call waiting, but I'm afraid I have not caught up with what name we have left. So hello, whoever you are, and welcome. And Bart in Denver, thanks for joining us on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, Bart. I'm excellent. We're standing by for Deanna to get. Could life get? Oh, it's such a lovely day. I'm a little worried about my country, but I'm happy I'm talking to Obama supporters and even conservatives who are willing to listen.
You betcha, you betcha. Hey, you had a caller about four or five back that said that we need to attack these people. They're absolutely right, 100%. Absolutely, we need to attack these people front, back, and in the middle. I don't even know where to start. Well, let's start from the beginning.
Beginning.
Oh, yeah, because what was I going to say? Sarah Palin was the mayor of Wasilla, okay, it was in the black. I don't know if anybody knows that.
No, it's now in debt. And she also got more pork per capita. She's got more pork per capita. She says she doesn't like earmarks. The woman hasn't met an earmark she doesn't like. They have them for, like, wild animals to listen to their heartbeats
dumb. Last year alone, she spent $195 million on earmarks alone. She's got so much pork up there, she's got trichinellosis.
More pork per capita than any other state in the union. I think I'm pretty sure on ground.
They just hit something about Joe Biden. He's got earmarks too from the state of Delaware because that's what he represented. $342 million, but his roads are done, his projects are done, and he can account for all of that money. Can Sarah Palin do that?
Well, here's another question. She makes a big deal about it. I told him to keep their bridge to nowhere. No, she didn't. She took the money and spent it on another bridge. Give me a break.
Bad habits. And guess what she's going to do when she goes in to be the vice president? She's going to put her bad habits when she becomes a vice president.
She is Dick Cheney in a skirt. She's secretive. she's infighting with people in her government. She's under investigation. She hides stuff.
She
fills her cabinet with cronies, including my favorite is her high school buddy who likes wolves. So I know I'll make her the head of the agriculture department. I'm sorry, excuse me. When has that been a qualification? I like wolves. Well, you know what? I like green. Can I be Secretary of the Treasury? I mean, come on.
Did you hear Joe Biden yesterday?
He was
on the Today Show, and he was on CNN, and he was on fire. He's ready to go.
Excellent.
He's ready to debate.
Good.
Barack Obama. Barack Obama was on fire yesterday, and he's ready to debate, too. Yeah, you know what Sarah Palin's going to look like? She's going to look like Melanie Griffin in Born Yesterday, and Don Johnson's going to have to put her through that black tie cocktail party that she was trying to go. I want number two for, fixing the tie. like something like that. Or the four fingers or the eight fingers on the cover bun. What was that one? I think it was the military is not the police of the world. It's going to look just like that, hiding one. I would love to be the cameraman to see who's coaching her and who's not.
Well, she used to keep a little, I read an article that said she used to keep a little cheat sheet, a little, you know, and I have notes scattered around here, but I try to get pretty much stuff fresh in my mind so that I can just talk off the top of my head because it's easier to do radio for me that way. But she uses little index cards, apparently, behind the podium in order to refresh her regulation. She strikes me as a very good parrot. You know, that's what she strikes me as. She's
my
pet
parrot. Have you ever seen, in the history of politics, have you ever seen somebody get out of the airplane, walk down the stairs, and there's a teleprompter?
Nope.
John McCain's people don't trust her. Why should I trust her for the vice president?
Amen,
why?
Brother.
Why?
Thank you, Bart. Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. It's 9:34 in the morning. I have to jump to a break with John Turk of Colorado's Progressive Talk. We'll be right back with more of your phone calls and Congresswoman Diana DeGette filling us in on that big announcement from Washington today about a new endorser, a woman endorser of some sort, of Barack Obama. I'm predicting it's now, but we'll see if I'm talking through my hat at my cloche. 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart filling in on the J. Marvin Show. Thank you for joining us. We'll be back right after this on AM 760 for Colorado's Progressive Talk. Here's John Turk with the traffic. We're going to have Dave, Sustainable Dave, on Friday. He'll be calling. We'll be talking to him live from L.A. about Sarah Palin's energy plan and whether it's any good at all. Somehow, I think he may not like it. Roy, in one of my favorite small towns in Colorado, of Lyons. Hi, Roy.
Hi.
I used to drive up there for an R&R.
The first thing I want to mention, I want to, introduce a slogan that says,
grow, none, grow. Yes, actually, there is a water tower is painted Watch None Grow.
That's right.
My grandfather was partially responsible for that and had a big fight over that when he was mayor of None. But anyway, that's another story.
Well,
go ahead.
You know, I grew up in Greeley.
Uh-huh.
In the 50s and 60s, and I used to go up to Wyoming a lot for a fishing experience.
Sure.
And I used to, even now, take 85 up there. That
oh,
was
trout
before
fishing
I-25.
Up there?
Oh, yeah.
Finest kind.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you and I have been following each other around because my first year of graduate school was at the University of Washington in Seattle.
And, oh, my.
And then there was a worldwide transportation crisis, and the Boeing company had to lay off a lot of people.
Yeah, they're on strike right now.
Yeah, so I came back to Colorado and I got involved in the space program, and the energy issues.
Cool.
And then later on, I returned and worked for Boeing up in Seattle. Until the Challenger blew up.
Well, good for you. Do you have a point that you want to talk about on the talk show today, Roy?
Well, basically, I want to follow up on Ferguson.
Okay, on Andrew Ferguson at
the
rally
right.
yesterday? Sure,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Now, I used to teach physics over at Mines.
Yeah.
And I taught guys just like him.
Cool.
And I think it is symbolically very important that Obama stopped and gave his pitch at the Colorado School of Mines, because the Colorado School of Mines is part of a consortium in Colorado, including CSU, CU, and the National Renewable Energy Laboratory in Golden. Mm-hmm. And I used to work there before it was NRL.
Well, good for you. I appreciate it, Roy, and thanks so much for your call. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for J. Marvin on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Michelle in Denver, thank you for joining us on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hi there.
Hey.
Hey, for all you folks that have really enjoyed the last 8 years, you're going to love McCain if he becomes our president. According to a study that came out yesterday from scholars at Columbia, Michigan, Harvard, amongst some other schools, McCain's health insurance plan will throw more than 20 million people, additional 20 million people, into no health care.
Oh, and those of you who have it at work, he's going to tax it
exactly.
because it's a
it's
benefit.
Going to be taxed. Exactly.
Yep.
They're estimating it will throw another 20 million people. So for all you folks that have really enjoyed seeing, you know, more people living in poverty, millions of people losing their jobs.
The income gaps getting wider and wider.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. This has been their plan. And, you know, we've seen what's happened in the stock market. It's just one quote.
Yeah, can you imagine if they had privatized our Social Security benefits and forced us all to make bad investments? Thank you so much.
That's the last part of it. That's what they call defunding the left. That would be the last part of what they would want to do. They'd be totally successful.
They're just going to outsource everything and have a small country with only them living in it. I gotcha.
Yeah, we call them patriots. They're not loyal to anything except the almighty dollar.
Amen, sister. Thank you so much for your call. It's 9:42 in the morning. I'm Aaron Hart. We're standing by for Colorado Representative Diana DeGette. If my memory serves me correctly, that's District 1. Anyway, it's 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart. Christina, hang in. We'll try to get you into the mix and anybody else who calls us. In the meantime, stand by for Colorado's Progressive Traffic with John Turk coming up right now. Hi, this is Aaron Hart. We're still on standby for Congresswoman Diana DeGette, who's coming right up on AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning. Thank you all for joining us. Thanks for the tip, Marlo. Well, actually, that's the name of your email. But thank you, Marlo, for the tip about the Newsweek article on lipstick and Barack Obama read by Jonathan Alter. God, he would be a dream guest, wouldn't he? Maybe we should go for him. Not that we'd get him, but hey, we might. We're going to have Christy Harvey on Friday. Don't forget, we'll also have Sustainable Dave on Friday as well. And we're trying for Betsy Markey. So all that and more coming up on AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Christina in Highlands Ranch, good morning and welcome to the Jay Marvin Show.
Thank you so much for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Sure.
Every day I wake up and I'm just absolutely livid about something that the Republicans do.
It's easy to become uncorked, isn't it?
Yes, it really is. But after the economy literally all but collapsed on Monday, I really just couldn't take it anymore. I just had to call you.
Excellent.
I've been thinking that the Republicans have had complete power 6 of the last 8 years. They've been in the presidency 22 of the last 30 years. And they still want to blame the Democrats for everything. And it's driving me crazy. Why can't they take responsibility?
Because they can't. They're very bad at it. They're in denial, one. And two, look at John McCain. He's turning into what? A populist? Does anybody credibly believe that? I mean, I'm loving the media who wants to love him no matter what, because we rode on his bus in the Straight Talk Express. It's like, it's the Crooked Talk Express. It's the Liars Express. It's Liars Poker. It's ridiculous. The guy is going, he has totally done a 180. If he were in The Exorcist, his head would spin. You know, like, give me a break. What's the matter with you? It's like, I really credibly believe that you're a populist who's going to limit executive salaries. Man from Keating 5 of Scandalous, who never met money he didn't like, who has 9 homes. Yeah, I believe you're going to do that. You betcha.
And what's most frustrating is even just my Republican friends who aren't running for office, who aren't doing anything, who still want to blame the Democrats. And I'm like, how can you not see the writing on the wall? You're a smart person. Why are you being so blind to the obvious? And I'm so angry and frustrated that they just can't admit, oops, we made a mistake. Bill Clinton did. He admitted it. I made a mistake. I did sleep with that woman. I did wrong.
Yeah.
Why can't Republicans do the same?
Because they're congenitally incapable of being honest with themselves. But you know what? Dick Armey, there's hope for Dick Armey. Have you seen the news that Dick Armey is now admitting in a new book out by, I think, what is it called? Alter or Angle? Angler, I think it's called. It's a new book out by Barton Gellman of the Washington Post, and it's about you know, Dick Cheney. I believe that's the one. I may be conflating, but I'll look it up. Anyway, there's a new book out where Dick Armey basically says that Dick Cheney was lying his face off and told them privately that they had suitcase nuclear weapons, that the Iraqis had, that Saddam Hussein had suitcase case nuclear weapons. And even Dick Armey has said, if I had known they were lying about that then, I would have stopped them from going to war in Iraq. I would have voted against it, and I would have called them on it.
Oh,
I mean, these
horrible.
Guys resent being lied to. Totally.
Oh, yeah.
It's awful.
But why, you know, he so obviously lied to get us into the war in Iraq, and Republicans still say it's a good thing we went. Hello?
I know. Hello. Hello. Let's see. Iran is much stronger than it was, so that didn't work. We have now strengthened a Shia nation that hates us. Good job, boys.
And
you know, some of them hate us.
Our sons and daughters have died fighting for a lie, and that is just...
And Afghanistan...
So, I would much rather have a president who sleeps around than a president who lies about war.
I'd much rather, you know, and what is this about? A woman who eats moose burgers is less exotic than a guy who is from Hawaii. I mean, why is it that you're from Hawaii? You're exotic. You're too weird for us. You know, even Cokie Roberts, bless her, said that, silly woman. And here we are. But a woman who eats moose burgers, oh, she's colorful. Do you know what my friend Lord Starfire calls her, who's just back in touch with me? I miss his wit a lot. I'm so glad he's back in my life. Mussolini. Mussolini.
Oh, I like that.
I love it. I'm going to Sarah Palin, Mussolini. He goes, what is that with Grampy McSame and Mussolini? It's like, I don't know.
Oh, that's great.
I just can't stand it. But yeah, no, I don't get it. It's like, excuse me. And why is it? Can you imagine the outcry if Barack Obama had a daughter who was pregnant out of wedlock?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, right. They would be such racist nonsense going on. She's colorful. It happens in all families.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's insane to me, but the Republicans can do no wrong, right?
No. And they're in denial. And when they do wrong, it's like, nothing over here, nothing to see. Let's just drive on by.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I love McCabe. By fundamentals, I think the working people.
Yeah.
I mean, what a joke. I mean,
I know. I was saying
so
yesterday,
frustrated.
We the fundamentals of the United States of America.
Yeah, I like that.
What?
Well, thank you so much for taking my call. Sometimes you just have to vent and just get it out.
You do, and thank you for venting with me. We'll get more about Mussolini tomorrow. We did not have time to pay SNL's spirited parody of Hillary Rodham Clinton done by Amy Poehler. Oh, I love
great,
did you not
it?
Love that? Is that not your favorite thing ever?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It was great. And Tina Fey was brilliant as well. I mean, it was great. It was
she
classic.
Nailed it. She nailed it absolutely and completely. Thank you so much for making me laugh, Christina. My sister's name is Christina, so I'm quite fond of the name. Ed in Denver, welcome to AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hey,
she's as funny as my sister, too. Hi, Ed. Welcome. Thank you for joining us.
I just wanted to make a quick comment. I just think that I think the media in general has given Palin way too much airtime.
Oh, please.
I think you got to just ignore her, and she'll just go into obscurity like all vice presidents.
Well, you know? She's worthy of scrutiny, however. We do need to know her, because let me tell you something. She is going to be a heartbeat away from the presidency if they get elected. And that's very troubling. And it also behooves us to know just how flawed John McCain's judgment is. And the more we learn about her, just on a purely political level, the worse she looks as a pick. You know, I was wondering, I'll tell you what, my smell detector, when I make myself, it makes me a little sick to my stomach, so I try to eat breakfast early on Sundays. But I watch Fox News in the morning, you know, Sunday. And I'm sitting there watching it, and I always watch Bill Kristol, because he's the one who touted her and said, oh, yeah, Sarah Palin from Alaska, she's great. She'd make a fine vice presidential candidate. So then I watched him last weekend, and he was very muted in his enthusiasm. And I went, I wonder what he knows that we don't know yet.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think she's getting way too much attention on the media. If she was running for president, I'd say fine. But since she's running for vice president, I don't give a damn what she has to say.
I think she's getting, and they're setting up the mystique because they keep limiting her press coverage. I think she's getting way too little serious coverage, especially in the beginning. Now Mussolini is getting much more serious coverage, and should be, because there are some number of things that are going on in Alaska that we need to know about, and might even torpedo her chances to be vice president. Because
the trouble is, these diehard Republicans, you can't, I mean, you know, it's like banging your head against a big rock trying to talk to those people.
Some of them are willing to listen.
I Well, I've never met any that are willing to listen.
Well, some of them aren't so much. A couple of people in my family, we had to agree not to speak about politics until after the elections because it was probably going to get real ugly real fast. So, I understand what you're talking about, and it's emotional because we really care about our countries on both sides. I'll give some conservatives credit, but they really don't. I'll tell you what, we take things to heart too much and let them kowtow us, and they think they take things too serious and go into denial and just stonewall. We each need to look at the world a little bit through each other's lenses is what I would say, generically and wildly, you know, generalizing, but still. Yeah. I think that's a good rule of thumb anyway.
I think it's like Jay Marvin says, when you go to fight one of those, you can't bring your pillow, you got to bring your shotgun.
Yeah, you got to carry the proper weaponry without a doubt. Thank you so much for your call. Alan in Aurora, thanks. I don't know whether we're going to get Congresswoman DeGette. We'll have to have her call us tomorrow, perhaps. Thank you for joining us. Welcome. Alan in Aurora. Lee in Boulder, hi, welcome.
This as fast as I can. Exotic, sure. Is shooting moose from a helicopter also.
Yeah, shooting moose, and I want to see evidence. She's shot wolves and brags about it.
Yes.
It's like, and she wants to take polar bears off the endangered species list.
Poor sportsmanship. Yes.
Where were you in the first hour when I was reeling against that? I first fired a gun. I don't know about you. I'm from Colorado. I first fired a gun when I was, I don't know, 6 or 7.
Right, yeah.
You know, and I know I'm familiar with weaponry, and I can use it if I have to. But I don't like hunting. I don't want to hunt. I'm not going to skin a rabbit, so I'm not going to shoot it. So, but I think that it's just really terrible. I there is no way you could ever get me to sit in a helicopter and shoot another being.
No way. Unbelievable.
It's despicable. Yes. It is
also
a coward's way of hunting.
Yes, exactly. And we do need to lean on that because
you
there
bet.
Are a lot of, and I would disagree. I would agree with the man who said that we're giving her too much coverage in a way, but I would also agree with, I would disagree with the person who said he's never spoken with a Republican he could speak with. Rita Hauser and James Leach were among four who have decided to go for Obama. And
it
I believe
true.
They spoke at the convention. I'm
they
not
did
sure.
Indeed. I saw Jim Leach at least. And thank you so much for your call. I appreciate it. I want to squeeze in Dean in Fort Collins. Thank you, Dean, for calling and making up for, pardon me?
How's it going?
Hey, I'm well.
Good. The guy that called a minute ago about failing to get too much press coverage.
Yeah.
Reminds me of the fact that I never see Hillary Clinton on television anymore after she's basically said that she's going to support Obama. And she is the perfect person to be able to go after Palin.
But she has said she won't. And that makes me wonder, I wish I could ask her that question. Why won't you go after her?
Yeah, she's the one that could without this sexist thing being thrown up in her face. And all that kind of stuff. So that's kind of odd to me.
Yeah, she is speaking and stumping for Obama, but she's apparently not talking about McKinley. I think it's that thing, she doesn't want to lower herself to the vice presidential level. I don't know whether it's that or she doesn't want to criticize the first woman to be nominated for the vice president. I'm not sure. Or she's so stung still from the sexism charges that were leveled against her. But,
right.
You know, we've got to get over that in this country. I criticize people. I'm an equal opportunity criticizer. I don't care if you've got, you know, gonads or ovaries. I'll criticize you if I think you're wrong, and you're feel free to jump on me when you need to.
Exactly.
Thank you for your call. I appreciate it. I'm Aaron Hart. Thanks again for a wonderful show filling in for Jay Marvin. I'll be back with you tomorrow. We'll cook up some good gets for you. Thanks to John Kirk. Thanks to Theron. Thank you, and we'll see you soon on AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk tomorrow.